Section 3, Continuity and Change in the Contemporary Louisiana. As you read, look for changes in population trends in Louisiana, successes and failures in the field of education, continuing problems with poverty and crime, gains for African Americans and women, hope for the future of our unique state. Terms, white flight, incarceration, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Many things have changed in Louisiana since Edwin Edwards first became governor in 1972. Other aspects of life in the Bayou State, including many stubborn social problems, continue to challenge Louisiana's people. Population. Although many people left the state during the oil crisis of the late 1980s, the state's population has continued to grow slowly since then. However, the very low growth rate shows that the state is falling behind other surrounding states in population growth. In the two decades between 1990 and 2010, the state's overall population rose by more than 300,000 people, but the rate of growth dropped from 5.9% between 1990 and 2000 to only 1.4% between 2000 and 2010. People also continue to move to new locations within the state. There was a large shift in population from cities to suburbs that began in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Population experts describe this trend, which followed federally ordered school desegregation, as white flight, the movement of white residents from cities to less racially integrated suburban communities. As a result, suburban parishes like St. Tammany outside New Orleans and Ascension near Baton Rouge have experienced very high rates of growth in the last few decades. As of 2010, New Orleans and Baton Rouge remained the state's two largest cities, followed by Shreveport in third place. In the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the population of New Orleans shrank drastically. By 2013, however, the city had regained much of its pre-storm population. While the city remains majority African American, the percentage of African American residents shrank by several percentage points. Statewide, the percentage of African American population held steady between 2000 and 2010 at 32%. Meanwhile, the white population shrank by 1%, but remained the state's majority ethnic group at 62.6%. The largest area of population growth took place among Hispanics. Many of them migrated to the state after the 2005 hurricanes, seeking work in the booming construction industry. According to the 2012 edition of the Louisiana Almanac, the Hispanic population grew nearly 79% to represent 4.2% of the state's population in the 2010 census. Asians make up the remaining 1.5% of the state's major population groups. Education. In the area of education, the state has struggled to improve opportunities and outcomes for students in its public schools. The growth and maintenance of educational facilities suffered during and after the oil crisis of the 1980s. Governors Edwards, Foster, and Blanco all made funding and improving education a high priority, but the state's overall performance continued to compare unfavorably with that of other states. In his second term, Governor Jindal is in the midst of reform efforts designed to change the way education is offered and funded in the state. Those changes, which he believes will improve educational outcomes for students in low-performing schools, have been challenged in court and by educators around the state. Current reform efforts and drastic funding cuts have created an uncertain environment for students and educators as the state entered the second decade of the 21st century. A 2013 report that evaluated educational outcomes across the nation placed Louisiana's schools at or near the bottom of its survey results. Despite these disappointing figures, the state's overall test scores, reading scores, and graduation rates have risen significantly in the last decade. These hopeful signs suggest that educators and students are working hard to improve outcomes despite persistent challenges. Poverty and well-being. Louisiana's poverty rates also remain among the highest in the nation. Among other things, this means that many poor people do not receive adequate health care. The misuse of federal Medicaid funds in Louisiana and other states brought the practice of awarding poor states a disproportionate share of Medicaid funds to an end in the late 1990s. In the years since then, the state has often struggled to fund its public hospitals and healthcare facilities. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, politicians and healthcare providers debated about how best to provide healthcare to the state's people, particularly its large population of poor citizens. Those questions remain unresolved. Incarceration and crime. Criminal activity and violent crime also remain a troubling part of the state's present reality. Violent crime rates remain very high, and the state's murder rates are among the highest in the nation, especially in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Louisiana also has the highest rates of incarceration, putting people in prison, in the nation. Yet, despite jailing such a high percentage of its population, criminality and violence remain troubling parts of everyday life, particularly in urban areas. Concerns about crime have contributed to the decision of many citizens to move to suburban areas with lower crime rates and more aggressive policing. Within cities, many people have begun to live in gated communities or to pay a special tax for increased police patrols within their neighborhoods. Change, challenges, and the future. Despite all the bad news, many positive changes have taken place in Louisiana in recent decades. Just as African Americans made social and political gains from the mid-1960s forward, so did the state's women. The 1974 Constitution offered protection from many forms of discrimination. Additionally, the state's head and master laws were ruled unconstitutional and came to an end in 1980. Today, women do not lose their legal rights or independence when they marry. While, on average, women in Louisiana continue to earn far less than men for the same kinds of work, the possibilities to achieve economic success and social equality are higher in the 21st century than in any previous time in the state's history. In contemporary Louisiana, women make up the majority of those who finish high school and enroll in colleges and universities. Women also serve or have served at all levels of state government. Currently, the Chief of Justice of the Louisiana Supreme Court is a woman. Many women serve in the legislature and as municipal mayors or council members. At the federal level, Mary Landrieu was the first woman elected to a full term in the U.S. Senate from Louisiana. She was first elected in 1996 and is running for a fourth six-year term in 2014. While much progress has been made, the number of women who hold public office remains small in comparison to the number of men who serve in elected positions. Economic diversification. No matter how much people may love the state, without good jobs, Louisiana will continue to lag behind other states. Oil, gas, petrochemicals, and the service industries that support them will continue to play an important role in the state's economy for the foreseeable future. In 2014, Governor Jindal suggested that possible areas for economic growth in the future include automobile manufacturing, industrial machinery, plastics, rubber products, chemicals, and software. Tourism is also critical to the state's economy. In 2012, more than 26 million people visited the state and created more than $10 billion in economic activity. New Orleans is still one of the nation's most popular tourist destinations. Tourism officials are working hard to expand the level of visitation to other areas of the state as well. The many films and television shows made around the state reflect the state's natural beauty and diversity. They also entice people who see the state's many locales to visit them in person. In recent years, television shows like Swamp People and Duck Dynasty have showcased unique cultures in different areas of the state and have drawn large numbers of viewers. Cultural diversity. Besides having a rich history, beautiful cities and towns to visit, and many different kinds of natural settings to enjoy, the state's people also continue to preserve historic forms of culture even as they create new ones. Writers, musicians, artists, photographers, chefs, and many other creative people transform life and their experiences in Louisiana into various forms of art. Whether they write novels, paint portraits, take photographs, make music, or cook beautiful meals, Louisiana's people continue to create and to share cultural riches at a rate that defies the state's many other negative aspects. In his third campaign for governor, Edwin Edwards often used the slogan, "Laissez les bons temps rouler," let the good times roll, to describe the joyous way that many people approach life in Louisiana in good times and bad. The state's citizens have remained committed to making this very special place home and making life better in whatever ways make the most sense to them. Often that has included making art that describes those troubles or defies them by looking on the bright side and enjoying the present, despite the troubles of the past and the challenges of the future. It is difficult to make predictions about what Louisiana's future holds. If the state's past is any guide, the state will continue to suffer tragedies and will struggle to overcome its long-standing social problems. Its people will also have to confront the ongoing crisis of wetlands loss and coastal erosion. Despite these harsh realities, the state's people have shown great resilience and willingness to defend a place and a way of life that, for many of them, is both unique and irreplaceable. While presenting firm answers about what Louisiana's future holds is impossible, we hope your newfound knowledge of the state's history will be of use to you. After all, you are likely among the people who will help to shape Louisiana's future in the decades to come. Special feature: George Rodrigue, the Blue Dog Painter. Have you ever seen a painting like this before? If so, you may recognize it as one of the Blue Dog paintings created by one of Louisiana's most famous artists, George Rodrigue. Born in 1944, Rodrigue grew up in New Iberia. He discovered his love for art when, at the age of 8, he was confined to bed because of polio. His mother brought him a paint-by-number set, but instead of following the patterns printed on the canvases, Rodrigue painted his own designs. In 1962, Rodrigue attended the University of Southwest Louisiana and later studied at the Art Center College of Design in California. After finishing school in California, Rodrigue returned to Louisiana armed with an art style that combined the pop style of California with the landscapes and people of Louisiana. He created a new category for himself, Cajun Artist. In 1984, Rodrigue was asked to create a cover illustration for a set of ghost stories called Bayou by Chris Segura. The Blue Dog was the result. It transformed the image of a Cajun werewolf dog, the Loup Garou, into an international icon. Rodrigue was a humanitarian, a person who does good works to help others, as well as an artist. After the September 11, 2001 attacks and Hurricane Katrina, he donated over $3 million to humanitarian and arts organizations. In 2009, he founded the Rodrigue Foundation for the Arts to encourage teachers to use art across the curriculum. His foundation also financed scholarships, classroom art supplies, and art education programs. In 2006, Rodrigue was appointed Louisiana's official artist laureate, honored artist, and received the Lifetime Achievement Arts Award. Rodrigue was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2011. He died on December 14, 2013 as a result of his illness. Use the internet to explore images of his works. Which is your favorite and why?